Watashi wa Nina Fischer desu.
Boku wa Maruan Elzani desu.
Watashi tachi no artwork wa Aura Research. Nietzsche ga sende o uketa kyokai desu. The piece in our exhibition is called Aura Research, and it's two photographs that we show. One is a documentary photograph of the baptizing church of Nietzsche in Röcken near Leipzig in Germany. And the second one is an electromagnetic, also called high frequency photograph of the same space. It's a technique that was developed in the 30s by the Russian researcher couple Kilian, and they tried to make the invisible visible. And for example, they had one kind of experiment. It's called the phantom leaf experiment or phantom leaf effect. And they build a kind of photographic machine, and they put a leaf from a tree on this machine. And after taking a high frequency photograph, they got the entire corona of this leaf. It's like a light that's now that's like walking around this leaf. And for the second experiment, they rip off an edge of this leaf and put the leaf again on this high frequency photograph machine. And still, after the edge was ripped off, you could still see the full or entire corona. And that's a little bit like a proof that things that are not there anymore can still shine, or they have a kind of aura. So they had the idea that with this technique, they could photograph the aura of things. And so we thought, if it's possible to take the aura of this leaf, or this edge of the leaf, even if it's ripped off, should be also possible to take the aura or photograph of rooms that were abundant. So even if somebody's not there anymore and we take an aura photograph of this room, we should see a little bit of him or from the situation how it was before, or get a kind of his aura. And that's why we decided to try out this high-frequency photography on rooms and put this image of the high-frequency photograph of the room next to the documentary photograph of the same room with a little story beside it that tells us what kind of room it was. And so the viewer can compare and see if he gets something from this scientific image, and if he can recognize the life that was before in the room of this, yeah, where we put this documentary photograph. Okay.
Yeah, but on the other hand, we were also interested in the philosophical idea of this technology, because it was like in the beginning of the photography, or like the movement, scientific movement to make things visible, like invisible things. There were like many scientists also researching in this field, for example like Röntgen or Curie, Lichtenberg, and they all tried to invent like technologies to make things visible. So like X-rays, and also like artists get inspired, and philosophers like the Blaue Reiter, like this artist group with Kandinsky, and thought like to visualize like thoughts. And there were like many experiments, and like many ways should lead like to enlightenment. But of course, like many ways did not go further for the enlightenment, but they also created like myths, so like ways like dead ends. And like I think Kilian was also like later on, it was not like a science which could progress. So it was also like a kind of dead end. But the philosophical idea of this invention from Kilian was very interesting and inspiring, like for many other scientists and especially also artists and philosophers, because like the term aura is like a big term, and it's something which couldn't be proved yet, and so it's still a challenge to work in this field, like to work on the term aura. So we think, it could be interesting to follow in this direction and try to work on the aura term or the aura philosophy. And also we wanted to show, like, to compare these two different views of, like, the photography and the scientific image, like a documentary photograph and a scientific image, because it's also a question of interpretation, because you can always interpret, like, reality or documentary in different ways, but you can also interpret and find a different meaning if you see, like, a scientific proof or scientific image. And also the history of science is always changing, so, like, proofs or results from scientific research from 10 years ago or 50 years ago, people thought this is like the truth and this is the reality. But if you see it from now on, like from our point of view, from 2008, we see it completely different, or we think this isn't so true anymore. Like, light has different many different aspects. Not only like it's not only like a technology phenomena or like a nature phenomena. It's also like a philosophical phenomena. Because also when we talk about muse and enlightenment, then it has also to do with like that we always try to brighten our knowledge. So light is also like a metaphor to getting more knowledge, or to reach more knowledge about our existence or about the world. And so it can be seen from many different point of views, and many different aspects can be researched. So I think it reflects in many different ways this phenomena, light. And also with our work, we are also very open for interpretations. So it's not only like our concept, our idea, how we started our work, but also like people can see it from their own point of view and from their own opinion. And so it's very open for interpretation and also for further research.
Yeah, also it's part of the history of photography, because when we started the research for our project, we also started to research really at the beginning of the times of photography, and when the photography started, there was still a really great cooperation between the photographers and also researchers, and people tried all kinds of things to make invisible things visible. For example, there was this experiments of thought photography. I remember that we were reading about an experiment where they just put the photographic paper or negative on their forehead and then started to think very deeply into this paper, and later after developing the negative film, they would like to interpret this cloud or the form they got from this experiment. And from our point of view today, we think, we almost think these experiments are quite funny. Also, when we see the ghost photographs, we can see that there's a kind of trick, or it's like a double exposure or something. But when photography started, it was a quite new medium, and people could not tell so easily if it's a real ghost photograph, or if it's cheated, or how is it made. And so we can see it's always a question of interpretation, or also of our knowledge, especially when it's about photography. If a photograph is a kind of proof, or if it isn't. And this point of view is also changing today in age of digital photography. So I think it has also something to do with this aspect.